How to be a smarter holiday shopper? Ray Smith has some tips for you.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you're shopping for the holidays, chances are you'll want to find the best deals and save as much money as possible. But that's not always easy, with shoppers bombarded by deals and stores jam-packed with shoppers looking for those same deals. Ray Smith of the Wall Street Journal has talked to shopping experts who shared some strategies with him, and Ray joins us now. Ray, these are tips from people who shop quite a bit and know how to cut through the clutter and find the best deals. In order to accomplish this, what is the first thing a shopper should do?
Sure. And by the way, these people are people who I sort of dub power shoppers, because they shop for their profession,
right.
their careers, but they also shop a lot personally. And one of them, a fashion stylist, his name is Grant Woolhead, he basically said the first thing you should do is treat it as if you're going grocery shopping, like have a plan of items that you know you want or even need, and stick to it. Don't just go in blindly, just really have sort of a plan of attack, if you will, to sort of be efficient about it. And you should be real specific about what you want to get. And if you're not sure, you should sort of explain it really well to the sales associate to help you find it. But the goal is to sort of just really go in with a fixed list, even a fixed budget. I mean, you should really sort of hold yourself to a budget and explain that to the sales associate. I don't want to spend more than this for what I'm looking for. And the goal is just to go in with a plan and just be really efficient.
And don't get distracted by the checkout counter, where there may be some tantalizing items.
The retailers will dangle a lot of those things to sort of distract you, and you know, you get the lights spinning and the music playing, the holiday music playing, and you're walking and something catches your eye and you're like, oh well, why not? And don't. You have to just resist that and just keep to your list, keep focused on what you're there for, because you can sort of get swept away by some of these other distracting things that you don't even really necessarily need. And you may think that they're good at the time, but you don't want to do sort of any kind of impulse purchasing. It's almost like when you go to a supermarket and you're hungry and you just start buying things just out of the fact that you're hungry and it's impulsive.
Sure.
That you wouldn't necessarily buy if you went on a full stomach.
Absolutely. Ray, the second tip you have for us is a good one. Use your smartphone.
Yes. I mean, people already do this in terms of when they're shopping online. In terms of comparison shopping is what I mean, is what they do. And there's no reason why you shouldn't. You already have your phone with you when you're shopping, or most of us do, and so you might as well price compare. And there's lots of apps that will help you figure that out. But basically, if you're in a store and you know, you're suspicious about the price, or you're, or you just want to see whether you could get it somewhere else for less, you should really whip out that smartphone and check. And if one of those retailers' competitors has it for a lower price, you should definitely bring it to the attention of the store or the sales associate. And you don't have to be aggressive about it, but you can just simply say, "Look, this, you know, X retailer has it for this much, and you're selling it for this. Is there anything you can do, or anything your manager can do?" And then you're armed with the information. I mean, you can show them on your screen. And retailers, especially right now in these times, they really will go out of their way to sort of match a competitor's price, because ultimately they want to sell that garment or that item, whatever it is.
Really, you have nothing to lose by just bringing it up to them. The chances are they'll be accommodating.
Exactly.
Next, Ray, you say that shoppers should visit stores during the first hour of business. Why?
That's a tip that I got from a stylist. Her name is June Ambrose, and she basically talked about the idea of, and look, I realize that this might be impractical for a lot of people, because if the store opens at 10 and you have to be at work at 9, it's obviously not going to work out for you, but I have a tip for those people. But if you are able to go to a store as soon as it opens, or in that first hour, it's just going to be less harried. It's obviously going to be neater because people haven't poured through the racks yet and the shelves. The sales associates, you know, if they're morning people, they might be in a very good mood, and they're just less stressed And there are less people that they have to help, so they can sort of be extra helpful with you. They may even sort of, you know, while they're at it, be generous with their, you know, friends and family discount. But you're more relaxed because it's just not as crowded, it's not as hot, it's not as hectic, the music is not as loud. It's just a more pleasant experience, and I mean, it's probably a more efficient experience for you because there's not long lines, and there's just a host of reasons why you want to go when a store is sort of calm, if you will.
Sure, yeah. Hey, Ray.
But for those people that can't make it early,
yeah.
Though, she told me that one thing she'll do is try to go in maybe half an hour before the store is closing.
Yeah.
And that has you have to absolutely know what you want and where it is if you want to get away with that. But the goal there is if you go in, you know, as the store is closing, her theory is that salespeople are sort of like watching the clock. And if you're somebody who doesn't want a lot of salespeople bothering you or intruding, they're going to leave you alone because they want to get out of there as well. And so you'll be at your leisure to get what you want. They're not going to kick you out of the store if it's 8:05 and the store closes at 8. But sales associates will not rush to sort of flock and help you at that point because they're looking at the clock.
Sure. So what you're saying is if you can't make it the first hour, this is an alternative.
Yes. But don't do it on your lunch break.
Right. Absolutely.
Because everybody else is thinking that.
Yeah. We're up to number 4, Ray. This is a good one, especially if you're buying apparel. Know yours and everybody else's measurements.
Yes. And that was something that I have to admit I wouldn't have thought of until I talked to the editor-in-chief of this men's lifestyle site, Valet. And he basically told me that what he does is he goes to a tailor and he gets all his measurements, and not just the simple ones like waist and neck size, but obscure ones as well. Because sometimes, depending on, especially if you shop online, some of these sites will ask you for very specific measurements, and a lot of people just don't know that off the top of their heads. So he basically gets, you know, a tailor to measure him, and then he records those measurements in his notes mode on his phone. And he'll have them with him, whether he's shopping online or shopping in a store. And it's just useful to have. It just saves time. And, you know, you can give the sales associate or just plug in those numbers yourself, and you're good to go.
How hard is it to get someone else's measurements?
That is a tougher one. And the one approach to doing that is to basically knowing their the simplest, the barest minimum measurements that you can, whether it's from a spouse or someone who knows them well, or I mean, in a pinch, if the salesperson, you can do the relative test, like relative to your own self, or maybe the salesperson has a similar size, or you can point to somebody who's in the store. And you don't have to get them involved, but you can just say they're sort of built like that person. I mean, that's still a guesstimate, but in a pinch, that might work as well.
Yeah. Number 5, Ray, you say do not ignore those emails from your favorite brands.
Yes, and it's tempting to ignore them because sometimes they inundate our inbox.
Absolutely.
And so the important thing here is to filter. And a lot of these retailers will have options for what emails you want to get from them. And if you, and if there are 20 of them and just one of them says just sales, say you want to ignore the other 19 and just click on sales. So you'll only get sales emails, like when something's on sale. A lot of these will have filters that you can narrow down to what you want to receive. And you just never know because sometimes it's not even in the subject line. But if you open these emails from time to time, there may be a really great sale that you might miss because you just think it's spam or they're oversending you emails. So you just have to make sure that you filter. And especially if it's a store that you really like or you know you're going to be in soon or a brand that you really like. Because, it happened to me just the other day. I just happened to open up an email from someone that emails me quite a bit, and I was pleasantly surprised that there was a sale that I actually took advantage of.
And finally, Ray, number 6, the last tip, buy replenishment products. What do you mean by that?
If there's certain items that you you already have and you know they fit well, you know, whether they be like a pair of Levi jeans or an American Apparel t-shirt or a J. Crew sweater that that you love and you want to buy them in different colors or the same color again and again, there's really little need for you to go to the store and get them if you already know how they fit and you've wore them before. I mean, you can just order them online, and you can sort of order them repeatedly or order them in bulk if you want to buy several so you don't have to go shopping again. And in some cases, you'll even, depending on what store it is, whether you go in physically or online, you know, the more you buy, you might get, you know, one discounted or one for free. But it just there are some things that if you already just know that you love them and you know your size and you know the way it fits and it's not going to change and it's just something that's become part of your uniform, it just makes sense if it's just a quote unquote replenishment item.
Absolutely. Some smart shopping tips, especially for the holiday season. Ray Smith of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.